Hello out there to all my success warriors. I hope you're having a great day. Let's make it better. You know, one thing that differentiates people from those who succeed and those who give up, fail continuously is finding out what their beginning was. Like what derived them from, what gave them the drive and the motivation to want to go from where they currently are now. And it's so empowering to know that you can take yourself from A to Z with no one's help. The difference between being a champion and being successful and from being a failure or being mediocre is what you decide to believe. You can believe that you're supposed to be here. You can believe that you're supposed to do something meaningful in your life, that you're supposed to be enduring certain types of pain, like the way you look at struggling, the way you look at pain, all that is a differentiator. It's going to tell you, you're going to learn from those things that, first off, that everybody's going through it. No matter who, what, where, and how they are living, everybody goes through similar things. The biggest difference is what you did on the outcome of it. Like, okay, things didn't go right. What did you do? Things didn't end up right. What did you do? The question's always going to be, what are you going to do now? If you add that to the end of every success, to in the end of every failure, the end of every accomplishment, the end of every disappointment, just add that question. Put that question on the refrigerator. Put that question on your door. Put that question on your mirror. Put that question in your wallet. Put that question in your phone. Ask yourself continuously, what are you going to do now? What will you do when there's nothing left to do and everyone else is ready to pack it in? What will you do? I just saw a kid with one arm, one hand, get drafted in the NFL. First time it's happened in modern age. A kid with one hand made it into the NFL as a defensive back. Because he said to himself, when he was young, he lost his hand due to a disease. I don't want to repeat the name because I can't remember it. But because he continuously said to himself, what are you going to do now? Okay, your job, you just got fired from your job. What are you going to do now? Okay, she doesn't want to be with you or he doesn't want to be with you. What are you going to do now? Okay, money isn't coming in as fast as you want. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Find that answer and you'll find your success.